Dark Discussions podcast on the iTunes Store or www.darkdiscussions.com. Interviews at 2011 Anthocom Convention in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, November 11th through November 13th. The author of the Jack Beale mystery novels, Katie Mason. Now let's hear what he has to say and hear all about his novels.
All right, I am here with, and why don't you introduce yourself, why you're here at Anthocom?
My name is Katie Mason. I'm a local New Hampshire Seacoast author, and I heard about the event. It sounded like a great idea, so here I am.
Very good. And what type of work do you write?
Actually, I write locally set murder mysteries.
Oh, fantastic. So when you say locally, you mean like in Hampton, Rye?
Yes.
And
yep,
and
they're all centered in Rye Harbor.
Oh, Rye. Okay. That's great. And is it a series of books? Is it individual stories? Is it episodic?
It is a series in that the same cast of characters carry through from story to story. Each book will stand alone, even though there are some threads that do tie them together. They're not critical to reading the books in order. And I've had one book out each of the last 3 years, and I'm working on my fourth for next year.
Right. Now, how did you get into writing, and what made you have the inspiration for these type of stories?
The product of a very quiet, cold winter and many glasses of wine in the bar. I used to be in the restaurant business.
Oh, okay. And plenty of good restaurants in this area, so I know
yes,
what you mean.
Yes. And it was a product of myself and my bartender, who had worked for me for many decades, talking about writing a book about all the shenanigans that we would see at Rye Harbor. And we always jokingly called it As the Harbor Turns. And the intention originally was that it would be a collaborative effort. And it turned out that I was the only one that put words on a paper. And although she and I still spend hours and hours talking stories, and it just happened. And it was a long process learning how to write. The first version was just god-awful, to be very honest. But after 9 complete rewrites, it was actually readable, got it published. And the other two have followed. And it's just fun.
I see that it is a character called Jack Beale. Who is Jack Beale? Why don't you let the listeners know what he does in these novels?
Jack Beale is just an all-around nice guy who gets sucked into events and circumstances that he didn't go looking for. And they usually involve murder, they've involved some romance, they've involved some rescues, some suspense. He's just one of those unplanned heroes.
What type of mystery would you say? Would you say it's more like some of the things we see in Alfred Hitchcock movies, more like, say, James Patterson type of novels? Does it cross genres into horror, such as like serial killers? What would you say these would be like?
I've had several people say that they're reminiscent of Patterson. Some people have said they're kind of like John Parker's. Each book's a little bit different. I feel there's 3 main elements. The murder mystery element, suspense, and romance. And each book has varying portions of those 3 elements, but they all weave together. And the third book, Dangerous Shoals, which has just come out, is probably the darkest in it. The evil bad guy, I guess we could call him, is a pretty nasty character and does some pretty heinous things during the book. And he was fun to write.
Now, for those listeners who aren't near the ocean like we are, what is shoals?
The term shoals, dangerous shoals, in this first book does not refer to the Isles of Shoals, which everyone seems to think it
right,
is.
Right, and those are islands off the coast of New Hampshire.
Off the coast of New Hampshire, yes. Shoals are unseen dangers,
okay,
as in a reef, or so it's used more in a literary sense rather than a physical
Right, rather than the islands itself.
Right.
Right. Now, you said you have a fourth book that you're in the process with, and is that going to be a Jack Bales mystery as well?
Yep.
When did you say that would come out? Is that still in the writing process?
It's still in the writing process, and I would expect to have that out next fall.
Next fall.
Yep.
Now, where would folks get your books? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you can find them here locally in local booksellers and such, but what about, since this is a podcast, anybody on the internet can get it, so they can from Australia all the way to Ontario, where would they be able to find these books?
First and foremost, they can all be, I have them on my website. And
okay,
you can go to my website.
Yeah, give your website out right now.
www.kdmason.com.
Okay.
And there I post appearances I'm going to be at. All of the books are there, reviews, a lot of information.
And that's KD as in the letters KD, not name.
KD.
Okay, and also are they available through fine booksellers online as well?
The first two books, Harbor Ice and Changing Tides, are available through Amazon, through Barnes & Noble, and The Dangerous Shoals is not yet, because it just came out, I have not yet had it placed there, but it will. And we're also working on getting them into the ebook format, and it will happen sometime in the next several months.
Very good, very good. And when would you assume the Dangerous Shoals will be available on Amazon? Though right now, listeners, people can go right to kdmason.com to order it. But if they go through Amazon, when would you say would it be?
That's a very good question, and I don't know.
But it
depends how fast my publisher pushes it through and how fast Amazon picks it up. I don't know today.
Okay, so but definitely check out kdmason.com for the third book in the series, which is the most dark, as you say. And if just keep on searching Amazon for it.
And ask for it. If they get asked for it enough, they'll go looking for it.
Right, absolutely. Since you're a writer now, and you obviously, like you said, you had a prior career before where you were a restaurant owner and such, writing obviously must have been a passion, and suddenly now you said, all right, I'm going to start doing it. What would you recommend for folks who would want to write and how to get into it?
Well, first, before I started this, I never had any interest at all in being a writer. This happened, and it turned into a passion. Because I discovered that it was a lot of fun, but it was nothing that was ever a lifelong dream. And my simplest advice is I call it the Nike School of Writing. Just do it. Nothing happens until you put it on paper. It can be horrible, but you can fix that. But it does you no good to talk about it.
Right.
Just do it.
Just do it. Absolutely. Let's get out there and start writing.
That's what you did. That's what I did.
And here you are having three books out there, two on Amazon, a third of two be there shortly, and working on your fourth now. So that's fantastic.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Any other things you would like to let the listeners know about or that you have in that you want to promote or anything like that? Because what I see here, these are excellent trade paperbacks.
Well, what I have found consistently from people that have read the books, and not just friends, just random strangers that have read the books that I have met, the most common comment has been, Katie, I loved your book. It took me a day and a half to read it because I could not put it down. So these are terrific. If you get a cross-country flight, this is your book.
Yeah.
Round trip, you got it knocked.
Right. And we live in the beach area of the country. Great for summer reading
they're
as well.
They're good vacation reads. And
with Christmas coming up, too, this is a perfect time to pick them up. You can buy all three of them right off your website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. All right. Once more, why don't you give out your website for the listeners?
Yes, the website is www.kdmason.com. And that's just the letters KD. MASON.com. And I also am on Facebook. Look me up there. Friend me, fan me, Facebook me, whatever.
All right. And if any writers want to ask you questions or any.
All of my contact information is on the website. So they can get my email, they can shoot me an email, and
fantastic.
No problem.
All right. Great. Thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you very much.
Once Once again, Dark Discussions Podcast at the iTunes Store or www.darkdiscussions.com. Would like to thank Katie Mason for his time. It was a pleasure to interview him and to learn all about his novels and his books. For all you readers, please go out and check his website at www.katiemason.com. And most certainly, if you have not read them, please go out and purchase his books and take the time to read some fantastic novels.